Now we'll discuss point number 21. How can a shishya be observed in guru seva? So Bhagavan Sri Krishna told to Arjuna in Vibhuti Yoga, chapter 10, sloka 9, machitta madgata prana vadhantah parasparam kathantascha mang nittam tussanti charamanti cha. Those whose minds are absorbed in me and whose lives are whole heartedly devoted to my service derive great satisfaction and bliss from constantly enlightening one another about me, about my tattva, and performing kirtan and my naam, rup, guna and lila. In other place, Sri Krishna told to Arjuna in Moksha Yoga, chapter 18, sloka number 65, manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajimang namaskuru mami yuvasya sisattang te pratijani priyasime. Prior to that, here in the previous sloka of chapter 10, sloka number 9, so we have to make up minds as a way. They have to observe in Srila Gurudev and wholeheartedly you have to render service for him and have to discuss about Gurudev's glorification even in dream. Then we can absorb with Guru Seva very easily. After that, please type Bhavanuvad and Prakashika Vritti. You can tell that Srila Vishwanatha Thakur has told like this, then Bhavanuvad. No, you write Bhavanuvad only. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur told, after that Prakashika Vritti, that Gurudev has told like this. Now come this sloka, manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji imang namaskuru mami avishya satyang te pratijani priyasime. Offer your mind to me, become my bhakta by hearing and chanting, etc. About my names, forms, qualities and pastimes, worship me and offer obeisance to me. In this way you will certainly come to me. I promise you this truthfully because you are very dear to me. So if you want to absorb in Guru Seva, if you absorb Guru Seva, then Maya could not touch you, this illusory Maya. Have to offer our mind, not only offer senses will sufficient, have to offer our mind, because we have 10 senses and one more is mind. Mind is the king of all senses. So have to offer our mind to Gurudev. If you offer your mind, then easily other can offer, because mind is the king of all senses. So you could not offer direct to Sri Krishna, have to offer through bona fide Gurudev. Have to first be bhakta of Srila Gurudev, and then Gurudev will engage you and give you scope to hearing Harikatha from his lotus lips, and Gurudev order you to chant Krishna's name and etc. quality pastime. Then have to first do pranam to Gurudev, then to Krishna. By this way, if we do so, then certainly through bona fide Gurudev one day will come to Sri Krishna, because Krishna promised that for Arjuna that he will come to him one day. So if you do so through Gurudev, one day will must attain Krishna prem. About the circumstances to offer our mind first, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in one kirtan, manasa deha geha jo kichu mor or pilutu apade nanda kishor. O nanda kishor, I offer at your lotus feet my mind, body, family, everything which I own. Sampade vipade jivane marane daya mama gelatua upade varane. In good fortune and in bad, in life or in death, I take shelter at your lotus feet. All of my possession I have given to you, so now I no longer take any responsibility for them. If we surrender to Gurudev, then Gurudev will take our responsibility and we will be worryless. Maravi rakhavi joichchatuhara nitya daspratitua adhikara. Slay me or protect me as you wish. You have this right because I am your eternal servant. So you are eternal servant of Krishna. but through Gurudev. Gurudev make us know that we are eternal servant of Krishna. So what Gurudev wants, he can do for us. This all will have to apply for Gurudev, then Gurudev will apply to Krishna. Janma ebi moi ichha jodi tor bhakta grihe joni janma ho mor. If I could not get perfection in this lifetime, so I have to come another lifetime. For this I want to take birth in a devotee. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, if it is your will that I be born again, then may it be in the home of your devotee. Kita janma ho jathatu adas bahirmukh brahma janme nahi as. Although not possible for Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even what to say Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Adiguru Brahma is telling, then what kind of birth I may have, I want to take in birth in Vrindavan. Same way may I born again even as a worm, as long as I remain your devotee, I have no desire to be born as a Brahma averse to you. Bhakti mukti spriha bihina je bhakta labhaite taka sanga anurakta. What kind of association I hankering for that? I yearn for the company of the devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation. Janaka janani daita tanay prabhu gurupati tuhu sarvamay. O Nandanandan, you are my father, mother, lover, son, lord, preceptor and husband, you are everything to me. Gurudev will teach you all these things, how we became a Krishna. Bhakti Vinod kahe suno kana Radha Nath tu hamara paran. Bhakti Vinod says, O Kana, please hear me. O beloved of Radha, you are my very life and soul. Krishna, we have no direct relation with Krishna. He has direct relation with Radhika, Radhika our mistress, and the beloved of Srimati Radhika. After that, about this, I have to Srila Vishnu what he told, then type or copy Bhavanubad, no need Bhavanubad, just Srila Vishnu has told like this. After that, Prakash Gavritti Srila Gurudev has told like this. Then, point number 21, how can a Shishya be observed in Guru Seva is complete.